Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
3:03, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. And he's come around. Bobby Kennedy has laid out the Democrats with a complete and total hypocritical, lying, thieving weasels that they are. And it is beautiful. Is he still talking, Germ? Because if he's still talking, you know what we should do. If he is. Yeah, all right, well, I'll tell you what. Look, I don't want to put anybody off, but let's pop in.
I want to say a word about the Ukraine war. The military industrial complex has provided us with a familiar comic book justification like they do on every war. That this one is a noble effort to stop a supervillain, Vladimir Putin, from invading the Ukraine and then to thwart his Hitler-like march across Europe. In fact, tiny Ukraine is a proxy in a geopolitical struggle initiated by the ambitions of the U.S. neocons for American global hegemony. I'm not excusing Putin for invading Ukraine. He had other options. But the war is Russia's predictable response to the reckless neocon project of extending NATO to encircle Russia, a hostile act. The credulous media rarely explain to Americans that we unilaterally walked away from two intermediate nuclear weapons treaties with Russia and then put nuclear-ready Aegis missile systems in Romania and Poland. This is a hostile act. And that the Biden White House repeatedly spurned Russia's offer to settle this war peacefully. The Ukraine war began in 2014 when U.S. agencies overthrew the democratically elected government of Ukraine and installed a handpicked pro-Western government that launched a deadly civil war against ethnic Russians in Ukraine. In 2019, America walked away from a peace treaty, the Minsk Agreement, that had been negotiated between Russia and Ukraine by European nations. And then in April of 2022, we wanted the war. In April of 2022, President Biden sent Boris Johnson to Ukraine to force President Zelensky to tear up a peace agreement that he and the Russians had already signed, and the Russians were withdrawing troops.
Really?
Kiev and Donbass.
Now, I got to tell you something. We're going to pop in and out. I think we've got some of the bigger pieces as well. Jeremy, as always, first to the table, if you will. Great job in the area of producing this here little show. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announcing that he is, in fact, dropping out of the race, and he is, in fact, endorsing Donald Trump. You and I started to put these pieces together. Was it last week? Earlier this week? You know, actually, let me give credit to someone. Somebody texted me on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I want to say it was last week or maybe even the week before and said, hey, what if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. endorses Donald Trump? And I think I poo-pooed it. So if you were poo-pooed by me, then I am sorry. If, in fact, there was no poo-pooing, I'm sorry. I'll just take that on a platter and we'll all go. But Kennedy dropping out is so much more than is going to be portrayed, of course, by our legacy news media hacks, otherwise known as shameless bootlickers and water carriers. This is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And if you seriously want to question the role of the Kennedy family inside the Democrat Party, then you have lost your ever-loving mind. He was so mistreated from the beginning, and this should show you clear as day, exactly what Democrats in 2024 are offering. This is a party which has cooked the books for a couple of presidential elections now, at least. telling you they are the party defending democracy. Well, you know, democracy is going to die. And Trump. Now, wait a minute. Did you folks not cook the books so that Hillary Clinton got the nomination instead of Bernie Sanders? Well, Trump! Mm-hmm. And did you not cook the books so that Joe Biden got the nomination? Well, Trump! And did you not cook the books like no books have ever been cooked this time out? You took a loyal soldier, Joe Biden, who had served in your racket, organized crime, it seems to me, for 50-plus years, and you stuck as many knives as you could in his back, and then you tossed him over the side of the cliff just to be sure you had killed any segment of his political life. And then a woman who has never gotten a single solitary vote in one of your primaries. I mean, gang, you threw away, you ash canned 15 million Democrat Party voters in your primary so that you could select the person you wanted to run. I agree. There's an outfit that is opposed to what we colloquially term democracy, but I got news for you. It's not us. It's you. There's a lot of projection going on the part of the Democrats. What role do you think Robert F. Kennedy Jr. gets in a Donald Trump administration? Because this is not just RFK Jr. standing up and saying, hey, I'm out and I'm supporting him. This is the result, I guarantee it, of some discussion that says absolutely he will play a role in the administration. Now, you know what the internal polling had revealed, and this is always very interesting. The Kennedy polling indicated quite correctly he was not going to be elected president. Now, that was something everybody had come to realize pretty quickly. He probably would not have won the Democrat Party primary against Joe Biden, but he was going to give old Slow-Mo Joe one hell of a run for his money, that's for sure. So he runs as an independent. Now remember, this is about a year. Last time that Bobby Kennedy was in Richmond is about a year ago, right? So what happens? Well, he goes and he gets all the signatures. He does everything necessary to get on the ballot all across America, which is great. But wait, there's more, as the late, great Ron Popeil would say. What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. doing right now? What Bobby Kennedy Jr. is doing right now is taking his name off the ballots across the United States. So you cannot use him as a protest vote. And he knew from those internal polling documents that his support was taking more from Trump than it was from Harris. This is a huge sacrifice on the part of Bobby Kennedy. It's a beautiful sacrifice in many ways. You know, the Democrats wrapped up their love fest last night. And the way that they got people to watch is they said, oh, Travis Kelce's coming, and Taylor Swift is coming, Beyonce is coming, and none of these people.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
But we're ever going to go to that. But that's how they got people to watch. In other words, they lied, as they're very comfortable doing. And as you know, there's certain people I just automatically dislike. I hate bullies, and I hate liars. I especially hate liars who lie to me more than once, right? Because the first time somebody lies to you, that's on them. They're a liar. The second time they lie to you, that is saying something about you, that they believe they can lie to you. And you will be, I guess, just stupid enough to believe the lies. And this party right now with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, man, it has just built one lie on top of the other. Bobby Kennedy also calling out BlackRock and State Street and all of these other huge corporations that have decided they should run our lives. Kennedy is not a shrinking flower. And he's not somebody who's just running based on the fact that his name is Kennedy, or he's, the guy's 70 years old, which is amazing. Can I say this without, it's 2024, it doesn't matter. He's a good-looking guy. He's a good-looking guy, and he's ripped like he should be competing in Mr. Olympia. I was with him. No, not like I spent time with him. Last time he was, it's a year ago already. It's crazy. But yeah, I spent time with him. And at the end of all of it, he gave me a great big bear hug. And I thought, oh, good Lord. This is like hugging a structure, a building of some sort. And then I remembered he's married to Cheryl. Well, I just call her Cheryl. Cheryl Hines, I know, but you know what? Anyway, so we've got a lot of this, right, Jeremy? We got a good chunk of this. I'm going to share it with you as we head through the afternoon. This is a great thing, and let me tell you, if in fact we had folks on the national level who are actually interested in news, all right, I guess I should just stop there, right, because we know how that goes. There also, let me say this before we move on to one or two other things. There were a bunch of people attacking Tim Walz's son. His son is like 17 years old. And he was, when his father was up on stage speaking, I guess he was crying and he shouted, oh, that's my dad, that's my dad. And one of the people who trashed him is is Ann Coulter. Remember, I was trying to think of a name the other day? That's the name I was trying to think of. Because she popularized that lib, you know. And after she did that, and she kept doing it, I thought, well, yeah, you don't ever need to be on the show again, and I'm good. But she, of course, trashed that kid. And then there were a few other people that trashed him. And I thought, well, what do we know about this kid? Well, first of all, he's 17 years old. To me, that says, keep your mouth shut, right? I mean, the kids, I don't care what party it is, the kids have got to be, if you're a decent person, just off limits, right? That's all. 17, well, Jeff, he's 17. Okay, but he also happens to have a number of disabilities. And so some of his behavior, see, this is why I just wasn't all that upset when I saw him. I thought, well, I don't agree with your father, but good for you. You're proud of him, and I think that's great, and you seem, you know, as far as I can tell, like a nice enough kid. I don't know. But some of his behaviors, I thought, oh, okay. Yeah, you know, there's something going on there, that's all. That's all. And so some people just reached out, man, and were saying such nasty crap about him. And shame on them. Really. I mean, look, I'm not voting for his father. But anybody who's going to have something really jackassian to say about some kid who's got some special needs, well, you're a horrible person. And I hope you'll learn a little bit. But anyway, all right, look, I have digressed enough. Let me remind you, it is Friday. Certain things happen on Friday. I wear red, R-E-D, remember everyone deploy. Today I am wearing a Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame t-shirt, which is red. And I'm happy to do that. Jeremy is wearing a red tie. I am also wearing a selection of beautiful bracelets for my pal Emily Morrissey at emilysbracelets.com. As you know, I wear those bracelets every day. But then on Friday, I add an extra one, a red bracelet, just to make sure everybody sees that I am wearing red. And because it is Friday and nothing says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig, I am wearing my Peppa Pig hat. Which, by the way, was also a gift from my pal, Emily Morrissey. What a sweetheart. It is 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.